baptized in the river, and they all had held their heads under till they drowned. To go al Kiddush Hashem, not to become from kosher food or Shabbos or all of these things, you know, that was impossible. And you're talking about very rough conditions, poor sanitation, nothing to eat, cold. Not every 8, 10, 12-year-old child can march 6-7 miles a day. So it's out of those that went, very few came back. And out of those who came back, very few came back Jews. I remember my father's shul in Chicago. There was a very, very old man who said that he was, you know, he was one of Nikolai's soldiers who came back yet. We knew him, he was in his 90s already. That was 50 years ago. But it is unspeakable. The Gezeirah is unspeakable. And the Gezeirah stayed in effect for almost 30 years. It was enforced more rigidly at some times and more leniently at others, but it was always there. And this development of the Jewish underworld, you say, well, you know, how could these guys come? There's a Jewish underworld in New York, and there's a Jewish underworld in Israel, and where did it come from? It all came from here. And many times these guys were also killed, you know. The Jews would take them, you know, they'd catch them and they'd find his body somewhere. Chofetz Chaim has in his anecdotes, there's a sefer, 100 anecdotes about the Chofetz Chaim, that in his town in Rodden, he said there was a chaper. And he said that the Chofetz Chaim said, I waited, I don't remember what he said, 40 years or 50 years or 60 years to see how God would get even with him. And he writes that in the First World War, there was a plague in town, etc., and his entire family was wiped out, and he had to bury them all themselves because the Chevra Kadisha wouldn't come. Can you imagine? I mean, it's just monstrous, the human tragedy involved here. So that gzeirah, that decree, plus the decree of the Pale of Settlement, alone would have been sufficient to break the Jews. But that didn't. That's just the beginning. In 1835, the Tsar passed other decrees. One decree was that everybody had to take a last name. The Jews never had last names. There are many reasons for that, but it wasn't Jewish. We're not known by our last names. And today, last names are a big deal. But until 1835 in Russia, Jews didn't have last names. This decree by the Tsar specifically was meant to control the Jews. You could identify them. And Jews took names. Many of the names that they took were the names of the cities that they lived in. Many of the names had to do with Cohen Levi. Many of the names, all the names that end with like Rabinowitz or Rabinovich, all of those names, that means the son of a rabbi. Kaganovich is the son of a Cohen. All of those names were just Russian. They took their Hebrew name and put it into Russian. But many Jews took more than one last name because they didn't want to be identified. You had, for instance, a Gzeira in the Russian army, the Tsar.